Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Happy Thursday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Adetula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on what is kind of like a rainy Thursday? Not quite rainy, it's like
gloomy.
A little gloomy. I don't know, man. Like, it's been overcast a lot recently, mm-hmm. and I guess that's to be expected in February. I probably should just get over that. But I literally just got some new plants. Like, I'm becoming a plant dude.
That's a good thing to get into.
I was trying to, you know, just making the apartment look nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just trying to dress it up, you know, for people coming through. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now I had never thought about, yo, how much sunlight is coming through this thing? And now I'm like, is this the right place for this plant?
Hey, you got a balcony, don't you? Patio?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No. I ain't got all the money.
That's tough.
I had the money for all that.
Windows, baby.
Extra $500.
Yeah, I ain't got it for you, man. I don't have it for you.
Look at the skyline.
Yeah, sorry.
This one has extra $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
I was like, is the sun just going to come in? Just a little bit of sun is all I need. I just needed to have some light. All right. Let's have a good one. Now, typically, like a gloomy, rainy day might be great for sitting and watching TV, especially if there's something that you want to watch on. And it seems like, I don't know, I'm interested. Are you guys interested in the NFL product of the day, which is Pro Bowl Thursday night, or as they are calling it, the Thursday Skills Show, that will involve, you know, obviously all the Pro Bowlers, including mm-hmm. your very own Pro Bowlers that are going to be involved in some of these activities? All these all-star games mm-hmm. have lost their luster for a lot of folks. And the NFL in particular, they saw that the Pro Bowl game, especially, like, you it's hard to have the same level of physicality that makes the game interesting and fun for folks. So they switched to this different kind of way of doing things. And I don't know. I was always curious to see how many people actually wanted to tap in with these things.
So a couple things. Foremost, I think the bigger discussion is you know, the all-star thing, which we've talked about here and there. And of course, you know, we're not ignoring the Rockets playing tonight. We're talking about this. So I was looking
Let's
at
talk about some Rockets.
Yeah, well, we will. I scolded somebody on YouTube, by the way. Which
you don't have to scold somebody.
Why you guys treat them like that, man?
Well, they know I love them.
Like you don't have to act like a dad. Act like a grandpa in that situation.
No, I'm acting like me.
Like, it's too damn bad.
Well, that's not the grandpa stage. I feel like when you get to the grandpa stage, yeah. Like now you're just like really nice. In a way that you were probably a hard ass.
Yeah.
As like, and that actually annoys me.
Do you get the mean grandmas and grandpas now?
I don't know.
Because I feel like they spoil the kids more.
Yeah, it's all spoiled.
Especially if they don't.
Most of those mean grandmas and grandpas had to raise those kids.
That's
like
what I was
going
to say. Yeah. If they raised them, then that's a little
that's
different.
That's different.
But if they ain't got to deal,
hell
do nothing with them.
Hell no.
Here go $100, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, you want some candy? You can get all the candy you want.
That's what I do. Is she going to be able to eat that? I said, of course she can eat that. She's in our house.
That's crazy.
But, okay, so first the scolding.
Don't worry about the scolding.
No.
Skip forward to the next thing.
Because I want to make it clear, you know, where we are. Because it's like, a Pro Bowl, which is part of this discussion. You should be talking Rockets. Look, you're not going to find two people that watch basketball, especially Reggie. I watch the local teams, you know, but...
Last night I was in a very... I was in full
sicko mode. You were
in a dark mode. Place? I was in real sicko mode. All three.
Were you watching that that women's tournament? What's that?
Unrivaled?
Yeah.
I actually haven't watched as much Unrivaled as I...
I know what that was, but...
3-on-3 basketball to give, like, some of these women, especially the big ones in the WNBA, a place domestically. Domestically to play as opposed to having to go overseas playing Russian and the like.
Yeah, so I'm just talking about like old narratives. I mean, those days are gone. You know, Reggie just absorbs basketball like crazy, and we both absorb Astros and Rockets like crazy. And I think it ties in with this because old narratives can be bad and old narratives can be good. So I was watching some highlights. In fact, I just called it up of the 2004 Pro Bowl, an actual game, and the three quarterbacks on one team were Drew Brees,
quarterback.
Tom Brady,
good quarterback,
and Peyton Manning.
Were they not in the Super Bowl?
I mean, you got Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
Wait, was this when we had the Pro Bowl after the Super Bowl?
We used to have it after the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yes.
Which I think they should go back to.
Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning on the same Pro Bowl team.
Didn't they used to bounce back and forth between before the Super Bowl, after? It was like when, you remember
For a while, it was always after.
When like Matt Nagy Mike McCarthy, when their offenses would be bad, then they would do the trade-off of like, I'm taking play calling duties.
Yeah.
Now I'm giving play calling duties away.
Yeah.
That feels like that's what the Pro Bowl did. It's like before the Super Bowl. No, after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So,
can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what I'm getting at is, like, that's the good narrative of what these All-Star games used to be. But those days are gone, and they're never coming back. You know, they're gone, and they're never coming back because of money, injuries, interest. That was in, by the way, Hawaii, which was – that was their first mistake, getting away from Hawaii. Because guys would just go just for that.
Yeah, why did they get rid of that?
What's going on?
I know they
Orlando?
Weren't trying to save no money.
Yeah, yeah. Who wants to go to Orlando? You know,
Disney?
Disney World. Yeah, you can take your kids. Yeah,
but that's the only reason you want to go to Orlando.
Exactly. So what I'm getting at is, like, those days are never coming back. Now you have, what's it officially called?
The Pro Bowl games in general, and then tonight they have the skills show, the Thursday skills show, which includes games like one of them is called Helmet Harmony. I was like, I have no idea what this means, but passing the test where quarterbacks try and hit targets at various distances, kind of akin to one of the things that you know of. But before the challenge, each quarterback selects a Pro Bowl games teammate to answer 5 trivia questions about current Pro Bowlers. And for each correct answer, the quarterback gets an additional 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You add a little gamification. The reason why I give you all the rules there, because I'm going to be honest, y'all know y'all don't care.
Right.
Nico Collins is going to be the trivia teammate of Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
So Nico Collins' knowledge of the rest of the Pro Bowlers will determine if Joe Burrow succeeds or not for the AFC in this thing.
So that's my point. Like, it is gone.
And you're like, I don't care.
No. Here's what I'll say. If you like games, those days are gone. If you like game shows, tune in. It's a game show.
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl is a game show.
You're not trying to see the relay race? Danielle Hunter is in the relay race, baby.
It's a game show.
It reminds me of those competitive game shows.
It's a game show. It's like those videos you see, whatever, you know, jumping over crazy stuff.
The Japanese game show.
Or if you watch a Space City Network, you see that Extreme Tag.
Yes. It's Extreme Tag. It's a game
show. Which look kind of fun.
And if you like game shows, tune in.
I feel like it's... Football is always one of the things that they try to do is like, hey, have these dudes without their helmets on where you get to know their personality.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I do enjoy. And I'm hoping to get a little bit of a feel of that. Although I feel like watching Danielle Hunter run a relay race is just going to look like the Terminator running, or like the T-1000. Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. I never remember what the actual name of it. But yes, that's where another one of your Texans is going to be taking part in all of this. And then, of course, always dodgeball is always an interesting thing. But also, you know what some of this is? We're in an era where you don't really have to watch anything live. Just, hey, when somebody cuts it up and puts it on social media or YouTube, you can circle back around to it.
Yeah. It's a clip type of subject.
Oh, you mean like a game show?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Nobody was fighting you on that.
It is like a game show, like one of the competitive game shows. We climb the rope and fly over this bridge and all
those
that.
Ones
stuff.
Where they're jumping over bouncy balls.
That?
And they fall
that
in the
show
water.
Wipeout.
Fall in the
remember
water.
That show Wipeout?
Man, Wipeout went on for a good long, longer
than I thought.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Derek Stingley is going to be involved, as many others are going to be, in the actual like flag football finale, where the guys will be playing like a classic 7-on-7 flag football game. Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Then we get into that space where Derek Stingley is going to be able to put on a show just like going out there. How many picks does Derek Stingley get in the flag?
17.
Okay. I think that might be a little high. I was going to set the over-under at 1.5. But you know what? 17 sounds good to me.
And it also is kind of cool because flag football is going to be an Olympic sport. So you can kind of like do some scouting there.
But remember that was something that was real contentious because those dudes that like play flag football, they're like, you can't just, it's not the same as NFL football.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah, the guy that's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'd like to find out. Yeah.
Somebody said, there's no contact for fear of injury, but we have them running hard cut relays. I don't know that they're running those at the same the same speed or whatever. However,
all it takes is one person.
That is true.
It's a roll-lay ankle.
That is all it takes. But I don't know. I'll have it. This is the benefit of having 3 TVs, or maybe the curse, is that you can just throw it up there on one and see if there's something that's interesting, it'll pop up. Mm-hmm. I will try and be the curator for you, dear listener, because it seems like majority of y'all like, no, keep this away from me and my families. I'll try and see if there's anything fun, and I'll try and bring it back to you tomorrow.
I just watch the clips on social media, man.
That's right. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to the thing that it seems like Sean was very excited about. Mm-hmm. The question of the day today, which I don't even want to talk about the inspiration, but just answer it. 713-572-4610. If the person that you hate the most were to experience one slight inconvenience every day for the rest of their lives, what would you choose for them? Again, 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.